Please rise for the prayers of the church. I do want to give recognition of one person that's here today, and it's a part of our prayers today as well, and that is Max Kloster. Max was away for kind of an important procedure the last month, so we'll let you go with the church attendance over the last month. For those of you who know, it's been a serious thing for Max. He's been waiting for a kidney transplant. He got the phone call on maybe a Thursday. Was it a Thursday? And then took a jet on Friday and got that kidney transplant in Des Moines, Iowa. And he was there for pretty much 30 days or so. And so it's just fantastic to have you with us, and also your wife, Sandy. She was a part of the process too, right, Sandy? Yeah, absolutely. Let us uplift our hearts and our voices to our God. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Blessed Lord, you appeared to the disciples, showing yourself again as the one and only risen Redeemer. You forgave Peter his betrayal and appointed him to feed your sheep. Forgive our sins, restore us to your service, and bless all that we do, that it be to your glory. Risen Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, you turned Saul from an enemy of your kingdom into your servant and sent him as an apostle to the Gentiles. Turn our hearts from rebellion and resistance to your word and spirit, and lead us to be bold witnesses of your mercy in word and in deed. Risen Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You set apart nations and governments for the protection of people, for justice, and for the promotion of virtue. Raise up good and honest leaders in Philomath and everywhere, and guide them on the path of peace for the benefit of all. Risen Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You deliver the sick from their illness, the wounded from their pain, the grieving from their sorrow, and the dying from their fear. Lord, we thank you for the newness that you have given to Max with this wonderful kidney transplant. And now pray that your hands would continue to watch over him and keep him safe and allow for his body to receive that kidney as best it can. And we thank you for his wife too, for Sandy, for watching over her in all the trials and in all this time away from home. Lord, also for those that we name before you today, for Kai, Bev, Wyatt and Charlie, Haley, Paul, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Jim Holroyd, Gary Hayworth, Sandy, Rick, Cassidy, Ron, Addie, Monty, JD, Carla and her family, Janine, Art and Sandy, Mal, Andrew, Kiera, Carlos, Kathy, Peggy, Pete, Brian, Larry and Mary, Janny, Jean, Tiffany, and Dylan. Bless all people according to their need with grace sufficient to carry them through their day of trouble, and sustain them in faith according to your gracious will. Risen Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.